How did that touchdown catch feel for you out there for some in a long time?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, great to be back out there, helping the team win a game. Getting in the end zone is always fun, especially get the first one out of the way and get the first win. Sometimes it's hard, you know, to get the first one, especially on the road. So, big win. We'll watch the film and correct some things, but, you know, it's a good start.
It looked like you were open initially, and then Aaron found you at the end. What did you see on that touchdown grab?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of it was behind me, to be honest with you, but they went zone, so I tried to sit in the zone, and obviously Aaron's great when he starts getting on the move, so I like to try to get to the back of the end zone and find a void, and he's able to find me, so I'm glad it worked out and got connected and get us on the board.
Jordy, any cut or hit on the knee that had you say, fine?
No. Well, I was out there, I wasn't even thinking about it. So
it seemed like your offense needed the big plays. You're able to get it. You, Adams, and Lacey, the way you guys were able to go ahead and close this game up.
Yeah, we could have done better. I mean, we put our defense over the years in the situations too much. As an offense, we got to at least get one first down, if not run the whole thing out, especially with the situation we were in with Jacksonville without timeouts. I mean, it's a perfect situation to end the game. And so we got to get better at that. But, I mean, hats off to the defense. They pulled it out again for us, which they do almost, you know, every time we put them in that spot. But guys made some big plays across the board. I mean, Devontae's at the end of the half was huge. I mean, to sneak that one in there, I mean, that's a huge bonus, especially the extra four points there instead of a field goal. Eddie had a big run. Aaron made plays on his feet. Just everyone, you know, everyone contributed. We're in a situation that, you know, hot out there, humid, and guys were doing everything they could to, you know, pull out a win.
That catch by Adams in the end zone, what can it do for his confidence, especially early on in week one?
I mean, it's big, and especially in a situation like that with the guy all over him, sometimes you can, you know, I don't want to say settle for a pass interference, but you feel you got that. But to pull that one off is huge because there's no guarantee we can punch that in, especially late in the half. So it's big, and he'll build off that. He made some big plays, and we got to be more consistent across the board and getting a rhythm on offense.
Did you feel like as the game went on that you got in the flow and more of a rhythm with Aaron as the game went on, like second and third?
I don't know. I mean, we'll look at it. There's different things going on, but obviously we got, I think on the touchdown drive, we were able to hit connect three times or something. So, you know, it's great to get those going, and I think just as an offense, we got in a rhythm. We had too many three and outs early in the game. I've always said as an offense, once we get our first down, we're a lot better as an offense. So we got to get that first down, getting a rhythm, and getting that no huddle.
You had a couple of those drives where you started deep in your own territory, but you've got to realize, and it was proved again today, when Eddie can break a couple, and when you can complete the short routes, because you and Aaron are so tight on the down and outs and all that, that's when you can get this offense moving, right?
Right. I mean, we were in some tough situations being backed up, but as an offense, you know, our first mindset is get a first down. We got to give the punt team an opportunity to change the field position. I don't think we were able to do that in any of those. So it's still, you know, it's still first and 10. It's just same 10 yards that we got to get, and we got to be more productive in that aspect and, you know, help everyone out as a whole, and especially our defense to allow our defense to rest on the sideline. I mean, like I said, we had too many three and outs early in the game. So, but once we do get in a rhythm, we get some big plays, you know, momentum gets going. We're able to put points on the board.
That 16-play drive, you're out there for 9 minutes. They took off the clock. That was a long
Which one was that?
In the third quarter.
Yeah. Third quarter went quick. I was actually kind of happy for that. So I think we ended up with like a possession and a half in the third quarter. So, again, that's how the games can go and wear down a defense. And we just got to make sure we punch it in for touchdowns and not settle for field goals.
Jordy, you didn't talk much about expectations coming into this game. Now that it's over, what did you expect today and how did it match against expectations?
I think one reason why I didn't is because it's the unknown. You don't know how the body's going to react. You don't know how you're going to be able to handle it. Everyone's worried about rep count. And that's why I said from the get-go, it depends on the flow of the game. I mean, I played almost all the first half, and it's because of the flow of the game. We had a lot of three and outs, unfortunately, and just the way it happened. So, but I think we managed it well, did everything we needed to do, and came out well, feel great, and obviously getting a victory is huge. I mean,
how tough is the heat and the conditions out there?
It's a factor. It's very similar to what we had 2 years ago in Miami. I mean, it's an adjustment, but I don't mind the heat. I'd rather play in heat than cold, but obviously that's not the situation I get to be in. It can eventually wear on you, especially early in the season like this, to where definitely myself not in probably the best shape coming. I mean, but luckily for us, I think we had a pretty humid and warm Green Bay summer for training camp that we don't normally have. So,
how was your conditioning today?
It was good. Obviously, I mean, you're talking 9-minute drives, like he said. You'll be gassed no matter what, but I think he handled it well. Got a little tired down in the red zone, but the benefit of that is you don't have to go very far. So I was able to control myself, and the main thing for me was how quick I recovered from things. You're going to get winded, you're going to get heavy leg, but can you recover from play to play, or if you take a play off, can you get ready to come back in the next one? So I think everything went smooth. I think we handled it perfect.
Jordy, how well did Aaron play, especially that touchdown to Devontae where he's literally getting tackled as he threw it?
I mean, Aaron's Aaron. I mean, we see it all the time, game in and game out, even in practice, the stuff he can do. And he's a smart player. He knows what he's doing out there, especially when he gets on the move like he does. He feels comfortable in that aspect. I think the offensive line did a great job protecting him. So I think just as a whole as an offense, we had our spurts. We just need to be more consistent with it.
You talk about Adams' big game. How about Eddie Lacy, the way he ran the football? How important is it for him to get in the groove early?
It's big. Our run game, it sets everything up. It makes, I think, it easier on the offensive line. If you have to worry about the run and do some play action passes and stuff, and obviously it helps us on the outside. If we can get some, if we're able to run the ball, they got to stay in the one high cover. So. As a whole, we want to be balanced as an offense. Obviously, getting Eddie going is a big factor in that. And we'll just continue to try to build off this game and move forward.
Jordy, what do you think it means to your defensive guys to finish a game off like this?
I'm sure I would think they wouldn't want to be in the situation. We'd love to put them in that situation all the time. And, I feel like they come out with it every time. We had an opportunity, like I said earlier, to get at least one first down to really make it hard on them. We just needed two to pretty much steal the game, especially with timeouts. But they come through, especially, it's a long game, it's a hot game for them to battle like that and not give up the touchdown. It's big. I mean, we trust them, but we don't want to put them in that situation at the same time.
It looked like the last one. DB had the passing angle pretty well shielded on the touchdown. How well did you see the ball on that? You obviously had a dive for it. How well did you see the ball?
Oh, I didn't really feel anyone else. I think Aaron's seen a lot more than I am. Like I said, everything was behind me. And I'm trying to stay stationary as much and kind of move with him, but obviously he led me away from probably some stuff he was feeling, and obviously with him moving, the ball is going to tail a little bit too. So just adjusted to it, and it wasn't hard at all. It was just adjusting to the ball that he threw, and again, he's going to put in a spot for us to catch it and be safe about it. So.